Oswald Chambers once said that the biggest hindrance to your walk with God is your work for God, your usefulness to people. And the more I think about it, the more I think he's absolutely nailed it, really. Because in our busyness and our determination to be useful to people, we sideline the primary relationship. If you like, we love our neighbour more than we love God himself. And when he calls us aside and wants to spend time with us, it's a case of, I can't stop now, Lord, because you see, I'm doing all this serving and running around and looking after people. It really is, if we get the priorities in the wrong order, a hindrance to our relationship with him. He desires the heart above all, you know. And I have found in my time of withdrawing into the secret place that I have, as we would say colloquially, put noses out of joint. Because in order to do what he is calling me to do, which is to be with him, I have had to set aside the requirements of the people closest to me. The people who actually were having ministry. But they are his. And I can safely release them into his hands, knowing it's his time and his purpose for them as well. Every baby eventually has to be taken off the breast. And some babies want to hang on longer than others. Some are happy to go on the solids, but an awful lot of them just like to be hanging on to the milk there. But primarily this lesson is for me, that my usefulness to man only comes out of my time spent with him. If what you do does not flow from the secret place, you can forget it really, because it's just works and effort. Everything comes from that time of intimacy, communion, meditation, contemplation of him. So you know what's coming. How are you doing today? What's your quiet time like? Non-existent? God bless you.